Hello and welcome to episode 138 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined as always by Brolin and Harv. On this episode, Guess the Golfer returns. Harv's prepared five Guess the Golfer questions. So we're going to embarrass ourselves, Brolin, in trying to guess these.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be on this side of it for once.
You'll get them.
I think this is the third time we've done this.
Yep.
Some went okay, some didn't. They can be either really embarrassing or just on the spot. It's tough to test the knowledge.
The beauty is that the people listening at home can play along.
Yes. And make fun of me because I can't remember anything.
To get you in the right mindset, there's some older golfers on this.
Okay. All right. We're also going to recap Brian Gay's victory at the Bermuda Championship. It's Vivint Houston Open, no longer the Shell Houston Open. Unreal logo, especially for Harv, a Houston Astros fan. Love the logo. So a tune-up for the November Masters that's to come. And then I think we have some quick hits. And obviously, we got to make picks. But before we get into all of that, as always, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen. We're also a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, proudly presented by Kinexus. I'm getting so good at that. 138 episodes in, I'd hope so.
Yeah.
All right, well, before we get into that, let's talk about our weeks. Harv, do you want to get the bag of peas on your crotch out of the way now, or
yeah.
Do you just want to gloss over that?
I mean, we don't have to say what it is. Everyone knows what that means.
Yeah.
I will bring up that no health insurance, so I went to a vet and got neutered. So
how were they?
It is what it is. I mean,
nice steel table.
Yeah. Sam Losco got you done right up, eh?
Exactly. Went to the old caveman there, and yeah.
Now, oh, good for you.
Now it's
walking.
Free reign.
How about this pod just batting 1,000 now?
Yeah.
All three.
Yeah. We can do as we please.
I basically ran out of excuses. I've been putting this off for over a year.
Yeah, you have.
And
you had this thing scheduled like 5 times previously.
Yes, at least 5 times. And they keep calling me and I'm like, nope, don't want to.
Yeah. The real question, we're not going to get into it. I'm just going to leave it as an open-ended question, is they say you're supposed to go for 2 tests afterwards. I would love to know the percentage of our listeners who actually went for 2 tests. I'm just going to leave it at that. If you, those that know, know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anything else you do? You've been on the couch, obviously, all weekend.
Handed out
candy?
Well, not even that. I put a bunch of candy on my steps, and so we either had 70 kids or 1 kid. I'm not sure.
Fun story about that. Since, obviously, a lot of people now have doorbell cameras, neighbor at my roommate's house, they have a doorbell camera, and they counted to see because there was no candy left afterwards. It was the 5th kid and his friend, so 5th and 6th kid, dumped it all into their bags.
Wow.
So they had
a bunch of people were leaving them out, too.
Oh, tons. Like, and just big signs, take one, please.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that you can do as you please. Mushtar, hometown, is getting some newsworthy news. You know what I'm trying to say. But a party with over 250 people in it.
And 250 now?
Yeah, $2,800 fine. Yeah, they said that there was a tweet that came out that said the person was there. There was like 250 people there.
I'm almost offended that I wasn't invited with that many people.
Yeah, that's like half the seat. Yeah. So,
would you have went?
No.
Well, you did go to that concert, so.
Yeah.
You did. Hey, that was pre-COVID.
That was eight hours pre-COVID.
Yeah, COVID was about to hit, and you just had to get Gord Bamford in.
Hey, man.
Cross him off the list.
It was worth it.
Take him off the list.
Big Gord guy.
I guess since the last episode, the Dodgers won the World Series. Congrats to Max Homa. Harv, who said the Dodgers choke. They did not choke, Harv.
Well, it doesn't count, but congrats to him. If the Houston Astros have an asterisk beside their World Series win in 2017, the Los Angeles Dodgers have a bigger asterisk beside their win in 2020.
As much as I want to disagree with you, I would say of all the pro sports that were cut short, baseball does have the most asterisk-able championship.
Wow, what a word.
Not even that. What about the fact that Justin Turner had COVID and they let him play the game until they were up two runs and then took him out.
Yeah, that whole situation like, is like, something.
And like, that's cheating. That's afterwards. Cheating. You broke the rules. The rules in place for the year. That's cheating. They cheated to win.
I love how you have this now as a stance.
It's a bunch of wrong stance.
No one cares that Mookie Betts hit 350 with the Red Sox when they cheated and hasn't sniffed it since. But now he's a two-time World Series winner. Like, no one cares. No one's going to care when George Springer goes somewhere else next year. Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah. You know what? I'll agree with you. But the Dodgers are now champions.
Yeah.
So, there it is. Brunel, we played hockey.
Halloween.
Our weekly hockey update.
Well, not much happened.
You didn't score a goal for the first time in forever. Don't worry, I noticed. Brunel's a known terror out there. You would probably get 300 points in this year's OHL.
I had a couple.
Big non-contact hockey guy. The king, some may say.
Well, I'm 15 to 20 years older than those kids now, but
that don't matter. If you still lived in Saskatoon, I would say you'd be the all-time leader in adult safe hockey points career. If you still lived there.
Yeah, but some of those guys play on like three different teams.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you still lived there, points you'd be
per,
up there.
No, not points
you would,
per game.
You know what? You would probably be on multiple teams by now.
Yeah, maybe.
You'd be playing like down in D. You'd be playing in D division, getting 14 points a game.
Why would I play in D?
I don't know. For the points.
I do like the points, but
C2, all right. Fine. Well, I'll do booze count here real quick. Or what else you got?
Oh, I just wanted to say that I watched Happy Gilmore on Halloween. It was the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah, you posted that on our story, didn't you?
Yeah.
That is a good timing.
Well, I think, every single line is quotable.
Like, Billy Madison does not hold up.
Doesn't hold up. Nope.
No.
Happy Gilmore does.
Yeah.
It does. Yep.
Oh, Madison. Also, we talked about Christmas lights last week. I cleaned my eaves troughs this weekend.
Yep.
Made it a point to not put up my Christmas lights just because.
Savvy.
Not doing it.
I've been saying I'm going to do it for like 3 years, three weeks, not 3 years, and I just haven't yet. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be nice. I'll get the ladder, put them up every time. And I'm just, it's like the surgery. I just put it off.
Yeah. I will say, if you can hold off with four straight days of high teens this week without putting those on, next week's pod, I'll give you credit. I'm not giving you credit this week because you're going to come home from work. It's going to be super nice. So you're going to be like, I should probably get them up. I know you're going to.
There's a foot of snow coming on the weekend.
There's a foot of snow coming.
I'm doing them Wednesday.
Yeah. I saw this I don't agree with because I said I put them up, but I don't turn them on until after Remembrance Day. Saw Christmas lights as I was driving to the studio tonight.
You know what's a savvy move that I saw on the way here? Someone who had Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ah,
inflatables.
Double dip.
Because then, got them for Halloween. You got them for now, they're still up.
I saw a couple yards with like full on Christmas stuff in
nativity
their front yards
scenes
already. Yeah.
The nativity scenes. They just put costumes on
like
them
they didn't
for
have
Halloween.
Room. I don't know if they don't have room in their shed for both their Halloween and Christmas stuff. So they just, once the Halloween stuff goes back in, the Christmas stuff comes out.
Yeah, that's probably maybe smart. I don't know. When it's summer, they just have them outside the shop.
Yeah.
Fair. booze count update. Light week this week. Only had 8.
That's light.
Very. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say,
how are you holding that microphone without shaking?
Well, I have one. I have one beside
me. There you go.
Yeah, it took the edge off. I was going to say that October was a light month. Because I was like, that's not bad.
Until you counted?
What's that?
Until you counted the month.
Yeah, 74 this month. So my light month was 74. 635 for the year. So I think I ain't getting to 800, I don't think.
No, not anymore.
What? It's November 2nd right now?
Yeah. To give you an idea, I had...
but you'll be close.
I think September...
775 is legit.
August was probably the high month, 123. So... I'd have to go 123. I'd have to go more than August in November, December. Ain't happening. I'll get to 700, though. I'll guarantee that.
Remember a few days ago when I said I was only going to drink on hockey days in November?
How's it going so far?
No, two for two?
It's out.
Two for two in November. Plus, you're going to have a couple drinks for the election tomorrow, U.S. election. Because that's going to be much.
We're not getting
must
into that.
Watch TV tomorrow.
We'll get to that later.
All right. Do you want to get into Bermuda?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get into this. Touch on it briefly. I mean, people aren't tuning in this week to hear about the Bermuda. They're here for Guess the Golfer, I'm sure.
Well, what a bad time it was on, too. Like,
it was weird because it
was on so early.
Well, because it's Bermuda. It's past Eastern time.
Okay.
Yeah, so it started like in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah. Jeez. So, yeah, the tournament was over. I mean, it was a good thing. The tournament was over halfway through NFL. Was it even halftime when it was over? I think it ended just after kickoff. Of early.
Yeah, it was like 12:30 then.
Yeah, I mean, similar to last year, had a little bit of drama. Brennan Todd last year.
What did you guys think of that course?
I like it. It's got a good finishing three holes.
Yeah.
Very good. And it was very nice to see some adverse conditions and seeing these guys play in wind.
Yes.
Like absolute carnage.
On Friday.
Of a different kind of Friday. Yeah. Yeah. I'll just get this out of the way now. Tyler McCumber is on my shit list.
Isn't Swofford too?
Swofford was, but then the cut moved. So to give people some context, DraftKings, everyone knows that plays. You got to get 6 out of 6 in to the weekend.
Yeah, and there's always one guy.
I was in a contest. I was in second place. $1,500
Laugh. On Thursday.
Laugh.
No, on Friday. On Friday.
Friday early tea times.
Friday early tea times. I had a heater going. Tyler McCumber makes the turn, 5 shots within the cut. Plays his last 5 holes, 5 over, his last 7 holes, 6 over, to miss the cut by 2.
Wasn't it his last 10, like 8 over?
Oh, it was, no, because he birdied, I think. He birdied 9. Oh, no, you're right. He
birdied
9.
7 or something like that. Then he bogeyed.
Played the last 5, so well inside the cut, and the cut line was going to move. I was okay with it. 5 over in his last 5 holes. So, naturally, then from there, all wheels fall off. I had Malnati finish like, first round leader finished like 21st.
Don't give me 21st on him. Oh, cost me picks.
Yeah. So turn my $5 entry into a crisp $15, I will say. nice. But yeah. So that didn't pan out as I had hoped. But
so is that it for the Bermuda recap then? Just Matty B's DK.
DK Gambling Corner? No, I mean Mr. Midlife Crisis one.
That guy is the worst dressed guy trying to try hard to dress nice on the whole tour. Like, he's a terrible dresser.
Those shades?
That outfit was something else.
Those are joggers, right?
Yes.
The shades were awful.
But, I mean, you can't overlook the Sunday 64. He deserved to win. He's put himself in some pretty good spots over the last couple of years, but
I couldn't believe
he'll be, like, up at the top of the leaderboard and then completely fall apart.
Couldn't believe he was 48?
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yep.
Yes.
I would have said 38.
30? I would have said 16 with how he dresses. If you're basing it on clothes, he's 16.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, I didn't see the playoff hole, but that shot he hit on
17?
18.
18.
18.
Off the side hill line?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was something else.
Yeah.
And he's just like, go in, like all casual.
Yeah.
And then.
It almost did.
Yes. That would have been something. Walk off. Dunk Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, trophy's still great.
Yeah.
Oh, the simple is best.
Yep.
I do enjoy it.
Bermuda Triangle.
But yeah, he hasn't played too well. I mean, he was 27th at the workday. So, but it's like he puts himself in good positions. Some of his round. Like,
that week, he was up there.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because I remember him. I thought he was going to compete for the title.
But, only over this flex season or whatever, 11 of 26 cuts, according to DraftKings.
Hmm. Well, I was going to say, you know it's a dog's breakfast of a leaderboard when Ollie Schneiderjans finishes third.
Hey, friend of the pod, you don't talk to him like that.
he's always been an anti-Ollie guy.
He's been off the face of the earth for a while.
I mean, if you're a guest on the show and you don't retweet, you go on Bronel's shit list. And Ollie was drunk.
That's all it is.
He was drunk in a hotel lobby when he did the interview. I guarantee if you ask him, he can't even remember that he was on this show.
We said the exact same thing last week.
Did we?
Yes.
Because who said that his brother's better?
I did. Yeah. And I ate crow.
Yeah, yeah. Big time.
Because Luke sucks.
Speaking of family members and one being better, Fred Funk beat the absolute wheels off his son.
Oh, yeah.
At 64 years old and made the cut.
Yeah, he's like the oldest guy to make a cut since Tom Watson or something?
There's only three players who have ever done it at 64 or older. Sam Snead, Jack Nicklaus, and Tom Watson, and now Fred Funk.
Wow.
That's some crazy stuff.
What a list.
And he chipped in on 18 to do it.
Jeez.
And he beat his son by 11 shots.
His son was there to give him a big old hug when he chipped it in.
Yeah, though. I mean, that's an all-time moment, I would think.
Yeah.
Playing with dad, and then he makes the cut with a chip in on 18. That's pretty cool. Or 9, I guess. I think he was playing 9.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah.
You got anything else, Harf?
Oh, yeah, tons of other stuff.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about the up and down of a lot of guys, like Doc Redman, final group on Sunday, couldn't close the deal. Our friend of the pod, Kramer Hickok, with Billy Spencer on the bag, we thought Billy's going to get his win. This is Kramer's time. That didn't pan out. Yeah. Just like a lot of up and down. I mean, David Hearn, backdoor top 10.
He's been playing well.
He's been playing really
and
well.
Sloan, 60, and 67, Sloan just kind of ho-hummed a top 20.
Yeah, 16th. And Gliggs has been hot the last couple starts, too.
Yeah. Good week for Canadians. Harf. Yep.
What else did I have? Johnson Wagner, like his style.
Mario.
Yeah. And that Budweiser rope hat. He just needs a cigarette hanging out of his mouth to really complete it. I don't know if it was a Halloween thing or if this is just...
Yeah, is it
his
work?
New deal?
Is it just like trying a little bit too hard, though?
I mean, I could get behind that.
Like, he kind of looks like that Instagram follow Tips from the Tips. Have you ever seen that guy?
No.
I don't know. Looks exactly the same, and he just like smokes cigars and drinks rum on the course. I don't know. I find him hilarious because he's always.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He's always like, I'm going to try and hit a nice little cut here. And he's like, oh, fucking pulled it.
Yes, I know exactly what guy you're talking about. Doesn't he play at Riv lots?
No. Indian Wells.
Indian Wells, yeah.
But yeah, it looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, smart move by Johnson Wagner trying it out on Halloween, just being like, no, it's for a costume.
Right.
It didn't work, but if it did get positive critique, he could just roll with it.
Yep.
Some thought there, I'm just saying.
Yep.
That feel-good story that Kamiko Smith from Bermuda qualified, missed the cut, but he made that birdie with his grandma watching.
Yeah, I thought that was a feel-good story for sure. Speaking, one more thing before we get off of social media. I will say it again, that Lon Trouts is one of the best social media follows right now. If you don't follow them, please do it. Because every time it comes up on my timeline, I just laugh.
I get it. Yeah, they're just like holding it. It's just
or the guy was showing off his club and it's all covered in mud and he's walking up and then all of a sudden you can see the divot on the ground. Just like, oh, it's just the best. You have to watch it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
I also had Will Zalatoris.
We're going down this road again. Hey?
Zalatoris.
Zalatoris.
Yeah, something like that. Secured his temporary status this week. He needed a tie for 69th or better, and he got 16th.
Yeah, and he actually, there was 70 guys 70. That made the cut, and one withdrew,
so
which
is
Pat Perez.
Yeah.
At worst, he could finish a tie for 68th or 69th. 68th.
So that gives him now unlimited sponsors exemptions instead of the 7 special exemptions that they're allowed.
Yeah.
But the fun fact is, in all the tournaments he's played, he's only used 1 sponsor exemption. Because he's qualified for the U.S. Open because of the top 5 on the Corn Ferry, and all the other ones were just based on that. So that was kind of neat.
But he does have to Monday this week. No. No, he has to Monday into the 2 after the Masters.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other fun fact is if he gets enough FedEx Cup points to be in the top 125, he gets his card for next year, but he isn't eligible to play in the playoffs.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
This is a Randy Arozarena all over again. Rookie.
Because now
on your playoffs, but still a rookie of the year next year.
Yep.
That's all I had for the old Bermuda.
2-1 odds probably.
Oh, well, eight.
There you have it.
Canadians? Or you
well, we mentioned the 3 finishes already. We didn't talk about Dillette's miscut, but we don't really need to
We'll just gloss
that.
Over that.
Yeah. I don't think we want to open up that can of worms. I don't think the listeners like what
he's,
I have to say.
He's working his way in. I think he's in the Houston Open this week.
He is, yep.
Yeah. So, yep. Oh, he's going to be in probably a bunch just based on like medical exemption.
But. Yes.
Yep.
And let's not got to turn it around. We got to turn it around, though.
He can make birdies. He just has a propensity to make gigantic numbers as well.
So he seems like he has a triple in one of the first two rounds every weekend.
Seems like it's the first nine holes. He's always puts himself behind the eight ball.
Yeah. So
he's working his way into it. Quick hits.
No.
Ace's birthday. I only had the one ace. Weedy. Stephen Wheatcroft.
Yeah.
Number seven.
With a noodle in there.
Yeah.
Seventh ace.
Humble brag.
We should get that guy back on.
I love that guy. We can talk about the 7-0 Steelers.
Jeez.
I mean, it should be 5-2, but refs. So
I'll get Dude Wapes out of the way. Obviously, it's McCumber.
He might be your Dude Wipes for the rest of time.
I tried so hard to wait until Dude Wipes to bring up that, but I just couldn't. I couldn't. I had to just.
And then you still couldn't even wait until we're done. Yeah. Shots of the week and birthdays. Just hate this guy.
Yeah. My shot of the week is Rafael Campos, where he hit that one. Mainly because it just reminded me of something I would do. Hit it so far left, takes a massive kick, and it ends up under that grill. Where they're cooking up things.
He overcooked his tee shot. Yeah. It went good one. Like flew the green by like 15 yards.
Oh yeah. And it was well left. Yeah. Like it just hit a little close to home.
My shot of the week was Cowboys kicker Greg Zuerlein's low cut heel bleeder through the uprights. Sunday Night Football.
From like 62?
59. That thing was ridiculous.
Sometimes when I'm watching field goal kickers. Helmet. I can't even understand how the ball can go so far left and then work its way back right or vice versa. Yeah. Like it makes no sense how they can do
that. They're hitting a cut or a draw, just like golf.
Makes no sense.
Spin, man.
But it's flips. They're flips.
But they hit it on the side, so it spins to that side.
You will never convince me of that.
Yeah. Anyways, fuck the Cowboys. Birthdays?
Birthdays. Gary Player, 85 years old.
Good for him.
Yeah.
They were showing some pictures of him like in his younger days. Like, that guy got it. He was a good looking dude.
Yeah. No argument here.
Adam Hadwin.
Okay, good. I was thinking you're going to forget about it.
And me, 2 days from now.
Nice. No. Happy birthday, Harv.
We usually do the birthdays.
Well, I'm going to bring it up again next week. So I wanted to get it on two pods.
Yeah.
So
previous week, savvy, but you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I actually think I brought up mine twice.
Yeah, you did.
So those birthdays.
Quick hitters.
Quick hits and then guess the golfer. Yeah, I want to get into it.
Okay. Quick hitters. Let's start off with a bang. Jack Nicklaus endorses Donald Trump. Yeah. Said he voted for him.
Bobby Orr too, didn't he?
Orr, Cutler, and Favre all last week.
Telling you.
Jay Cutler?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we got get your popcorn ready for tomorrow and then the next 3 weeks following.
Oh, it's insane. We can't even start this topic because it'll be a four-hour pod.
I'm not sure if I'm like nervous, excited, what emotions go through my head thinking about people that live in the United States.
You ever drive tomorrow. Past a car crash, like you just can't look away.
Yeah,
yeah. When it's right, it's like the floor underneath you.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. So, shout out to our American listeners. Good luck tomorrow, and get out and vote.
Which old fuck is gonna win?
That's to that point, I do find it funny that on PGA 2K21, that vote pops up every time you log in.
Like, shouldn't it know, not know where Canada? We are? Like,
right.
That is very weird to me. Like, you would think you're signed into the internet. It should know where you are.
Yeah, they know everything else about us. But
anyway.
Next.
Next.
Yeah.
Callaway and Topgolf have now merged.
I enjoy that.
In a big move. Mm-hmm. Which I think is great because those clubs at Topgolf suck, and you're a loser if you bring your own to one of those things.
Why?
You just are.
You just are.
Like what?
No, I've never been to Topgolf.
What
kind of loser? Like, what are we talking about here? Are you going there to use it as a driving range, or are you talking about going there with your boys?
Because your boys,
yes,
you're going there for
with your
piss
boys.
Up.
You do not bring your own clubs.
You shouldn't be going there to use it as a driving range. Also,
because it's not a driving range.
No, I mean technically. I guess, but no. You shouldn't, like, that's just, like, a waste of money if you're going there to use it as a driving range.
I'm just saying, like.
So what are they giving you right now?
What's that?
What were they giving you for clubs before Callaway?
I don't know.
The most basic of knockoffs, like the first set of clubs you start with in PGA 2K21.
Jeez.
I don't even know what. I can't even pick a Fire random sticks. Club. Yeah, I can't even pick a random club.
I don't even think they have a brand name on them.
Like, yeah, no, that's what I was trying to think of. Like, what's the most obscure brand name that they could have? I have no idea. But, yes, is that the value proposition for this? Is that they're going to have Callaway clubs there?
I think so.
I just thought maybe Callaway just saw it as an opportunity to...
Well, you got to think they're going to be promoting their clubs and these things.
I just can't believe you're paying all that money to play there, and they're just handing out a set of dirty old Dunlops or something. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, I'm just trying to think of, like, the driver in Threewood when I played, because I played in Vegas. I'm pretty sure it doesn't even have a label on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, a black club.
Yes.
Like, it's...
And it ain't the most recent technology either.
Because they don't want you to hit it over the back.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next.
Now you're just raking Mavericks in there or something. But next, we talked about Sergio playing tennis last week.
Mm-hmm.
And now this week, Nadal played a golf tournament and finished sixth.
What tournament?
I don't know. It said it was a professional golf tournament, though. So I don't know if it was like just...
Yeah, like they're just PGA swapping. Pros.
What was that comment I made in the group?
I don't know. I was hoping you'd make it again.
Those little Spaniards pissed in a fountain or something.
Yeah, those little Spaniards pissed in a water fountain.
Or what's it called?
Yeah.
Switch up? No.
Yeah, the switch.
The switch?
No, yeah, I think it's got up in Jason Bateman.
The switch up.
Switch up?
I think so. The change up. Yeah.
Change up.
That's Jason Bateman
and Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. But there's also like Freaky Friday too.
Oh, Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also, he golfs right-handed, which I thought was a little odd.
Mm, that is very odd.
Nadal?
Yeah.
Hmm. What a weirdo.
Does he golf with tape all over his fingers?
I didn't see. I just saw the picture.
That'd be odd. Does he grunt every time he hits the ball?
Oh, guaranteed. And every putt?
Just little ones?
Yeah.
MacGruber.
Next.
Next, yeah.
Nike came out with some new shoes. They're corduroy.
One of them is wearable. They got the flaps, but they're not like true flap. What's that called? The flap over the laces. Isn't there a name for it?
Let's go. Flap's good enough, I'd say.
Okay, that's a good enough descriptor. Yeah.
Piss guard? I don't know.
ropers. Cowboy ropers.
Piss guard.
I don't think I'd wear any of those.
No, they're terrible.
I would wear one. Just the color scheme doesn't make any sense.
The brown.
It's like trying to be Miami teal, but brown, not orange. Like, it doesn't make sense. They're ugly.
Yeah. Anyways, next.
Next.
That's enough.
Phil's playing this week.
Where is he playing?
Houston.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a joke in there.
Not the Champions Tour event.
Ah.
But it's a big old psych because he said he wouldn't because he thought it was unsafe with the fans.
Right.
So I was wondering.
He folded, hey?
Or maybe he got in trouble.
Oh.
Maybe the PGA doesn't want one of their most washed up notable stars.
Beloved
athletes.
Washed up notable stars saying, you're doing this incorrectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think he just deep down thought his game wasn't in a good place and he needs to get a tournament in.
Yeah, why wouldn't you play the champions? Just mop everyone.
Yeah, like Homer beat their brains in. I'm going to say that every time. Exactly. Every time Phil and the champions come up, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so he's playing the Vivint.
I'm okay with it.
But, yeah.
Next. All right, next.
The Euro Tour, the Cyprus Open.
Yeah.
Callum Shinquin got his first win, I believe.
Yeah, this thing was on early Sunday.
You watched?
Just when I woke up. Perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up, you make coffee, and you watch the Euro Tour.
It is very enjoyable.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a morning coffee and just like relaxing with golf on TV.
That is not much better.
That Shinquin made eagle on 18 to post 20 under with a 63. And then that Samoja, it looks like Samoja, but...
Cali Samoja. I just want to clarify, this wasn't a mixed tournament. That is, in fact, a boy.
Cali Samuja.
Yeah, that's a male golfer.
That is a male golfer.
Yeah. Cali.
He made a clutch putt on 18 to force a playoff.
Yes.
And then they go to a playoff, and Shinquin got up and down from the bunker, and Samuja three-putted.
Oof. Classic. What a way to lose.
Samuja.
Yeah,
one interesting fact. This is the 50th different country that the European Tour has played an event in.
50?
Nuts.
50. I thought that was crazy. I don't know what the PGA Tour would be.
Geography.
Obviously, it's not geography? 50, but it...
Yeah. I was just going to say geography lesson. How many possible tours could... Or countries... How many countries are in Europe?
Well, they don't have to just be in Europe to be European events, I don't think.
Kay. Yeah, because they play in Dubai.
Just curious. Look it up.
I'm going to look
how
it up.
How many of... 50 of,
I'm going to say 94.
I'm not putting a number on it. You know what? I think it's bad enough I've asked the question or good enough.
94 is also extremely high, I think.
It was bad enough that you weren't sure if the geography was the right like, category for this.
Quick geometry question here.
Well, it was more like...
there are 44 countries in Europe.
Oh, so there you go. They've crossed them all off, I'm sure.
Yep.
And six more.
Oh. Now it says 51.
Must have been.
Did you and your guys make fun of me for learning, trying to figure out how to use Google? What did you type in? What did you type
total in? Countries in Europe.
Okay.
What would you have typed in?
Geography.
European geography. Here's a question that I had. Oh, by the way, Cockrell was 14th at this
one. I also had that noted.
Got it. The study of maps is called cartography.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about geography.
No,
a little bit of both, I guess, but
potato tomato.
I mean, you're not wrong. Here was the question I had. I was going through. I mean, I understand this was a bit of a lesser event, but why is there not more Americans playing on the European Tour?
We've had COVID. This discussion, like right now.
COVID right now.
Just in general. Like, I don't mean like Patrick Reed or whoever going over and trying to win the race to Dubai. I mean, like, you're not on the PGA Tour. Why are you not playing on the European Tour?
Yeah.
The person, you make more money.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
You still got to earn your way onto that tour, too.
Yeah, but.
A little easier, maybe, but.
I don't know.
It's a big commitment to make the move.
I think as a young player, like 50 different countries they played in, you could see the world.
I think you could treat it that way, as if you're looking for the experience of it, similar to guys that go overseas to play hockey, that type of stuff.
Just going
to
say
But I think the reason why guys go Korn Ferry is they want to be on the best tour possible, and that's the way they get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can get there through the European Tour.
Yeah, but it's a little bit of a sidewindy road.
Maybe.
It is.
EVRs seem to be done okay.
Yeah, EVRs put in some work overseas, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to have all the fun in the world, and now he's on the PGA Tour. Seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. I think
I'd probably take that road, too. Yeah, I'd want to go over there and play for a year or two.
Well, they have decent purses. And
If you don't have a family tying you down,
like this,
it's a no-brainer.
Tying you down.
I didn't mean it like that. But
no, you did. It's okay. But like this purse was €1 million. And the Korn Ferry, last Korn Ferry tournament was $600,000. So I don't know. There's just more money. It just seems
there's
like
purses
no-brainer.
Over there.
Next.
Any left?
Yep. Two left. Well, one
left. Golfer.
Champions Tour, Timber Tech Championship. Darren Clark wins the old
first win since when? 11?
Since he won the British Open.
Yeah,
wasn't
2011.
It?
Seriously?
Yes.
First professional win since then?
Yes. He said the last time I won, I
wasn't
was drunk
2009?
For a week. 2011, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I'll look it up.
That was a cool trophy.
Let me Google.
Also, the top four was Clark, Longer, Furyk, Miguel.
Yeah.
Good luck anyone else trying to jump those four on Sunday. Yeah. Oh, and the one thing I was going to say about Clark is that guy, like when he dresses up, like he's a good looking guy still at his age.
Oh, yeah.
But he can also look like a complete homeless slob a lot of times.
Yeah,
he cleans up well.
He's got some serious yin and yang, and he did win the 2011 Open.
Huh.
Yeah. He's like Will Ferrell in an Anchorman. Just like.
Yeah. Exactly like that.
Chugging milk to
on a nice hot
and he was in Saskatoon at the
two summers
Kinsman dinner
right
last year when they were still able to have it.
Yep. And the last one, just the Korn Ferry and LPGA, had no attorneys this week.
Nada.
Didn't you have a question or a discussion question or something?
Yeah, well, watching that Bermuda event made me think of if you guys lived in a place where golf was available all year,
yes.
How many rounds do you think you'd play in a year?
In my current lifestyle.
Same family, same everything. You just live there. Where you can golf 365, and it's...
I think I would golf.
I mean, there's rain occasionally, but
I'm gonna say 100 rounds a year, twice a week.
Yeah,
I don't think it could be more than that. My current lifestyle, two times a week, is difficult, so I'd get some threes in. I think you just build it into your life because you're not playing other sports. Probably
you'd be doing so much landscaping if you could do it all year round.
You'd be like 20 rounds.
You might go down.
Yeah,
no, different climate down there. They don't really do landscaping. Oh,
5 months.
I played 60-ish rounds in 5 months.
Yeah, I think I'd be like around like 150.
Yeah,
me too. 100 to 150, twice a week. I think that's a safe bet.
The fucking dream. Hey?
Yeah. It'd be something, yeah.
That crosses my mind all the time of just moving somewhere warm when I retire, but then grandkids come into the fold and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, I wish I just had the ability to be like some of these people are just like, bye.
Yeah.
See you when I come back.
Unfortunately, you're tied down.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm tied down. But once they go to university, then it's not as big of a deal.
Not unfortunately. Just you are.
You're well ahead of the game on that aspect, though.
Are we ready?
No, I got a discussion question here. I saw it on another, I don't know, random golf post, but it was about pet peeves on the course. Like, what are your pet peeves that you do that piss yourself off? And what's something that someone else does that pisses you off when you're golfing?
When someone says good putt, it's number one for me when it doesn't go in.
Okay.
I think I had a pet peeve, I don't know, 10 eps ago, but now I can't remember what it was.
You have the worst memory.
Literally, I can't wait for guests.
Well, I know my personal one, like me, is when like you're like 60, when I'm like 60 yards out and I just walk up to it, I'm like, I'm hitting this close, and then I just straight shank it or yank it, and that drives me insane.
Yeah.
That's probably my worst one.
More so than not hitting a shot that you know you can hit.
Yeah, especially from like that close. Like it should just be like, okay, walk up, two bounces, check.
Yeah.
5 to 8 feet, walk away. But you like pull it or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thinking about this.
Not even so much like chunking it or sculling it, but like...
Oh, there's so many pet peeves out there though.
Yeah.
I can't even start to list them all.
You guys will probably get behind this one. I think it's someone that's not ready to hit.
Yeah.
I actually think that's my biggest pet peeve.
You talk about it all the time.
I'm a ready golfer, and I don't know. I don't like to go help people find their balls because I'd rather go to mine to get ready to hit. But people that drive over to your ball, then drive all the way back to theirs when they could have hit theirs first and then come helped you, like that type of stuff, I don't like it very much.
No, that's... Yeah.
Or come to the tee box. It's a par 5, let's say. They come to the tee box to check out the shot, then go back to the cart to grab their driver. Like, you couldn't just bring it with you?
Oh, yeah, that's...
Right. That's
especially...
That stuff's automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just...
I mean, I don't know. Different because we play the same course 40 to 60 times every year. But
It happens with amateurs or people that... I've played with plenty of people that they do the same thing. We played a few tournaments this year.
Yeah.
And things like that where it's just like, if you're not in a rush, you're not in a rush. I get it, but I'm always in a rush.
You should bring two clubs if you're considering.
Yeah. I'm always in a rush. Always. I don't know why, but always.
Yeah, you got landscaping.
I'm the king of playing out of turn.
Landscaping to do.
I just want to hit my ball and watch you guys hit. Yeah, I don't want to watch you hit then hit my ball.
Yeah. I mean, we could go on for days about pet peeves on the course, but
yeah. But we got to get guess the golfer to get to.
Okay, should we start it? Should
time
we start
to embarrass it? Ourselves.
What's on the line here? What are we playing for?
Who? I've won one. You've won one. Oh no, you did. Both
I haven't played.
You won the first one, which has an asterisk because I was on the phone, and then I won the actual other one.
The actual other one or the other one?
The other one, okay. But I wasn't on when we were both in person.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, fair enough.
because there's no proof that he wasn't showing you
the, yeah, good the point. Answers. Yeah. He wasn't, but okay.
He'll never convince me otherwise.
All right, number one.
Number one.
So wait. You got five clues for every guy?
Oh, there's a variety of
okay, and of they're clues. Supposed to get progressively hard to easier.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Well, yeah. The more clues you have, the easier it should get.
Yeah. Depends.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Remember what I said before?
Older.
Yeah. Some. He has four PGA Tour wins.
See, that's what I mean. Like, that ain't easy.
No. Four wins. All came in the 1999-2000 season.
Whoa. Like, all these are all current golfers that still play, either on the
or
Champions.
They're just sort of. People. Sort of.
Fuck. Here we go.
Well, you will get them. I'm telling you, you will get them by the time you get
Rocco
together.
Mediate.
No, that's a good guess, though. He was arrested and sentenced to 364 days in jail for a DUI.
What year was that? Do you have the year
it's
in which
not
you-
in the clue. I know what year it is, but it's not in the clue.
Oh, you can't recall?
Well, I know what year it is.
Did he go to jail or he was just sentenced?
He only served 7 days of that sentence.
Holy.
He went to Stanford and was Tiger Woods' teammate.
Oh, I know it now.
Do you, though?
Name? Yes. I know Tiger Woods' teammate.
He now works as an analyst for the Golf Channel.
Nota Begay.
Yeah, there it is.
I
told you guys would get him.
Yeah, well, Matt did.
The other one was he's a Native American, and he's a third. It's Nota Begay the third. So
got it.
You guys already got him.
Is he lefty?
No.
Oh.
Next.
One for me.
One for Matty B.
You might beat me 5-0.
Currently ranked 146th in the world.
Just hold on 1 second.
Yeah. He has 5 PGA Tour wins.
Okay.
Wow.
146, 5.
Played on the 2016 Ryder Cup team.
2016? 5 wins. Don't go too fast now.
Ryan Moore.
Yeah.
Oh. Now I can't even see my next one.
Oh, what was your... He skipped. He purposely skipped.
That was going to be the last one. The last clue if we got to it. The next one was he plays PXG clubs. Was one of the first to bring back the cardigan.
Oh, I was going to say big sweater guy. Yeah.
And was supposed to be on this pod until his agent got involved and famously withdrew from the PGA Championship because it wasn't in his schedule.
Nice. 1-1.
1-1. Nice. Okay.
I feel good. I'm now that I got one, I'm
this
good
one,
now.
Yeah. Like, this one is
we're a classic doomsday guy. So
yeah, exactly. This is the one that sure if you guys were going to get instantly or not get at all.
Okay.
He's from Florida. His wife
Tony
is,
Fino.
His wife is Canadian.
Oh.
He's missed the cut in 40% of the majors he's played in.
From Florida with a Canadian wife. Okay.
He's currently 44th in the world.
Oh.
He has reached number 2 in the world in his career.
I feel like you're flying through these without giving us a chance to think.
Yeah, hold on a second here. Okay. Now.
Dead air, though. Dead air on a podcast.
I don't want that dead air. You're not going
to
guess.
Never good. But people want to be able to at least think about it.
Yeah, they're trying at home, too.
Canadian wife. Up to 2 in the world?
In his career.
And he's 40-something in the world right now?
44th.
Jeez.
He has won 2 majors in a 3-year span.
Oh, we got to get this.
Completely stumped.
His first name is Jerry.
Jerry Kelly?
No. It's like Jerry. He's got a nickname. 2 majors?
In a 3-year span.
Bubba Watson?
Yes.
All right.
The next clue
Bubba
is
Watson's athlete wife is Canadian?
Yeah.
That threw me completely off.
And I never thought he got the 2 in the world.
Yeah. I know, right? The next one, he's right. Left-handed. And the last one is he owns a candy store and a minor league baseball team.
We should have got it.
I hope
getting down to the barrel there, yeah. The bottom of the barrel.
I was completely thrown off by the...
So was I when I read that this morning.
Also, I was complete. I'm pretty sure Tony Finau is not from Florida.
No. I'm glad we didn't let it get to those last 2 clues, though.
Yeah. 2-1, by the way.
It was close, but...
2-1.
Yeah.
1 away from winning. I should point that out.
Hmm.
You're trying to pick on which one? Because you want Brono. You're always trying to pick one that Brono again.
Yeah, I want to keep it close.
Yeah, savvy.
Here we go. Currently 122nd in the world golf rankings. Has 4 PGA Tour wins.
I like that you start with those.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
He's better than I was at
Bill Haas.
Good guess. 2011 Rookie of the Year on the PGA Tour. 2011? Big Boston area sports fan.
Boston area? Scott Stallings.
Doesn't have 4 wins.
He's got 3.
One of 6 golfers to win his major debut.
Whoa.
Okay, hold it there. Hold it.
What year was he Rookie of the Year?
2011.
So he won a major in 2011. You don't win Rookie of the Year if you don't win him. And in your first appearance?
Yeah.
So who won the 4 2011 majors?
Darren Clark won
Good
one
luck
of them.
Remembering that.
Darren Clark won? Oh, yeah, the Open.
For some reason, I got Mahan on my mind, but it ain't him because he's not 100 and something in the world. I don't even think he won a major.
He has not won a major. He's a Ryder Cup team member.
Martin Kaymer. No, he's not.
From Boston?
not a Boston guy.
Ryder Cup team member 2012 and 2014.
Wow.
Boston guy.
I would have thought you got it because the last clue I have, I guess I can make some up as we go, but famous for his pre-shot routine where he doesn't take practice swing.
Crickets. I honestly have no idea who this is.
No, I can't. No, I got to think of some clues. I guess I'll make them on my own.
He doesn't take a practice swing. Who is this?
Oh, no.
He's been chastised for spitting a lot on the golf course.
Well, that was
2011 Rookie of the Year spitting on the golf course.
Well, I don't know if it was in 2011 when he got
in trouble. No, 2011 Rookie of the Year. Wow, this is bad.
This is embarrassing.
People just yelling at
people might have shut the pot off or...
Yeah.
Well, they
probably got it a while ago.
Yeah, we got the other ones pretty quickly.
I think we followed him around for a little bit, the Canadian Open 2 summers ago. Or at least saw him tee off once or twice.
This is insane.
I honestly have no idea who you're talking about.
No.
So you're just giving up?
No. Just keep going. Just keep randomly throwing out the Boston area? Is he from that area?
Yes, he is from Boston area.
He won a major in
2011. The Rookie of the Year. Like this,
he won
and
the
he's been
PGA
on the
Championship in 2011.
The PGA Championship.
His best friend's Jason Duffner.
I was actually starting to go to Jason Duffner.
Yeah, that's why I said that one, because I figured you guys were...
Spitting on the course and he's with Jason Duff. Nope, that's not it. Oh, my.
What does it rhyme with? What does his name rhyme with?
I tell you what.
here we go. Here's a good one. He has 2 first names.
like
his
I'm
last
drawing a
name
complete blank
first
right
name
now.
Oh, he's a firsty.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm drawing a complete blank.
No, right now I'm going. Now I'm getting into a firsty. Last name Taylor? Last name...
His last win was the 2018 BMW Championship in a playoff against Justin Rose.
This is insane.
I actually think this is great content.
Wow.
These guys,
I mean, you guys are
going to
be kicking yourselves.
Oh, big time.
Oh, the guy, if you win a Rookie of the Year and a major and been on 2 Ryder Cup teams, how do you not know who this is?
I ain't fucking sleeping tonight. I know it already.
That is funny. His friend's Jason Duffner. I want to get it so you're not giving it to us because I want to win 3. But now I don't know.
Well, you win automatically if neither of us get it.
Yeah. Do you want to play for a tie next or do you want to just give up?
Oh, whatever.
He was all right. He was him and Phil were always paired together on their Ryder Cup events.
Oh, my God.
Firsty. Phil, we're just gonna sit here for 10 minutes.
Need a first initial.
No, not.
What do you mean?
Giving us more? No.
We're hurting bad here.
This is hilarious. This is
so bad.
This is hilarious how bad we are.
Well, not only is he best friends with Jason Duffner, he also beat Jason Duffner in the 2011 PGA Championship in a three-hole playoff.
Beat Jason Duffner. The 2011
at what course?
Good question. Yeah, really bad. Really bad.
The Athletic Club?
I can't even think of any firsty-firsties.
Hmm. Well, there's lots of firsty-firsties.
That guy who imitates people's swings has done this guy's swing. You know what I'm talking about?
Connor
that guy?
Moore?
Yeah. Or no, 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 Connor Moore, the other guy.
Right.
He's only done this guy's swing?
Yeah, he's only done like four of them. So.
And he doesn't take practice swings.
Yeah.
I've gone through the alphabet like three times now. And I can't think of it.
All right.
First initial K.
Kyle Stanley.
No, he doesn't have a major.
That's a firsty-firsty. First thing that came to mind.
Guys, this is... I'm running out of things.
Last initial.
B.
What? His name is Kyle B and we can't get it?
I never said it was Kyle.
KB?
Those are the initials.
Can you think of a firsty-firsty KB?
That won a major in 2011.
I can't think of it. I never will.
Well, I'm not telling you guys. You guys can just...
how long do we have to sit here?
Stupidest thing ever.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. This is the one I had the least because I thought you guys would get it.
KB. Can you think of a Ryder Cup guy who plays with Phil, who's KB, and he's won a major?
The PGA Championship. You know it's that one. Okay, next one. That one will just remain
forever unknown. I think that was 5 minutes at least. Maybe eight.
We're going to have to edit that out.
That might have been 20.
We might have to edit that out.
It felt like an hour, guys.
It's an hour. Yeah.
Guys, it felt like an hour. Okay,
next one.
Here we go. Currently, 114th in the world. Oh, yeah, I like this
one. I'm not going to be able to get this one because I'm still thinking about the last one.
You'll get this one. Don't worry. Three PGA Tour wins.
Scott Stallings.
Does he have three?
Yes.
Nice, but no. His biological father is former Blue Jay pitcher Ron Musselman.
Wow.
Well, that's a good one, yeah.
No, doesn't help?
No, that does not help. Never heard of that.
Has one major championship.
Oh, here we go again.
I hate the one major club.
Been a captain's pick for both President's Cup teams he's been on.
Okay.
Read the top 10 list on the David Letterman show the day after he won the U.S. Open.
Okay. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, my. I win. 2-1.
Well, this will give it away. He once ran into a door so bad, the cops were called and his wife was arrested. Because his wife
Glover.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, is it Lucas Glover? But that doesn't make any sense.
Yes, 2-2. KB.
So it was Lucas Glover?
Yeah, it was Lucas Glover.
I was like, he didn't run into a door. We just tell him he sleeps on the couch all the time.
Well, the other clue was his wife beat the shit out of him.
KB.
Do we just want to wrap this up into picks? Or
I just want to get this so bad. How do you not know a major who's
I don't know how you guys don't know this one. I really don't.
It's killing me. I'm so mad right now.
Yep. I don't know.
I'm fucking mad.
All right, 2-2. We'll call it a tie and then we'll find out. Do you want to break the tie?
All right.
All right, Arv.
No, you really want me to tell you?
Yeah, we gotta know. I'm
2-2 tie.
I'm mad.
2-2 tie.
Keegan Bradley.
Oh my God.
No. That's so easy.
That's so easy. Yeah. I can't believe that.
There goes our credibility, guys.
And then the mocking of the imitation of the swing,
everything.
No warm up.
Everything.
Keegan Bradley.
Phil's partner, like.
Know it all now. Spitting.
The spitting one, yeah, I guess.
I didn't know he was a spitter.
Oh, yeah, he got in trouble for it. Oh. I think it was at the Ryder Cup where they like were getting mad because he was spitting in his pre-shot routine.
Well, I will say with absolute certainty, this was everything I thought it was going to be.
Or like, are we done now as a podcast? Like, is that it?
I fully expect someone to reach out and say, like, I can come on the show. I can be a host. If that's the amount of golf knowledge these guys have.
I thought I had too many clues for a lot of those.
Keegan Bradley, 2-2. Yeah.
2-2.
All right, let's get into picks.
Pick recap.
Keegan Bradley.
Bermuda Championship, I guess. Yep. I won the week.
You did.
Scores are me 12, Bronel 4, Randy 2, Matty B 0.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Skunks.
I had Zalatoris 16th, Gliggs 11th, and Norlander missed the cut, 32 average. Bronel, Malnati 21st, Homa 34th, and Justin
sucks.
69th, missed the cut, 41 average.
My first pick.
Matty B, Denny McCarthy 4th.
Yeah.
Old Huddy Swafford went the wrong way for you.
Yep.
63rd, and Brendan Todd missed the cut, 69.
Defending champ missed the cut.
45 average. And the Randy man. Will Gordon, 34th. Eric Dugas, in maybe the most expected finish of the week, 68th.
Made the cut and then dead last, yeah.
Well, considering he was 5th after day one. And Zach Sucker missed the cut, 69th, for 57 average.
Ouch. Okay.
What are we into now?
That Hudson Swafford Saturday round, or Friday round, was ridiculous. Four birdies in a row to start, and then just like,
eight bogeys, yeah. Well, I'm aware. He was the guy that I was prepared to hate forever in DraftKings, and then the line cut line moved like four shots.
Like, that's dude wipes. Four in a row to start?
Well, and then you still shoot. McCumbers was pretty bad, yeah. McCumbers was pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into picks. Harv gets to go first.
Yeah, DJ. We're at the Memorial Park Golf Course for the first time since 1963.
Nice. One thing I thought was weird is I always thought Vivint was like a scam company.
What do you mean? Like it wasn't actually a thing.
Yeah, like I just thought, like, I don't know.
You thought the security systems they sold were a scam?
Yeah.
They're but pretty big, yep.
Yeah, I guess they're pretty big if they got the money to... Like, they can't be cheap to be a presenting sponsor of a PGA Tour event.
They were, prior to me selling my house, getting $66.39 a month from me.
Well, see, that does sound like a scam.
That does. In Moose Jaw? Scam.
Well, yeah. I will say, it works because they call you. I accidentally set off the alarm a couple times, and there's a dummy alarm. So the alarm in our house I had set to one code, and then I have a different code on my phone, and I accidentally put in the phone code. But the way that their systems are set up, if you put in a code that's not the right one, it won't set an alarm off. It just sends them a message and sends the police to your house.
Really?
So rather than putting in the right alarm, it was 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever, accidentally put in my phone code instead of it, and cops showed up at my house within like 4 minutes.
Jeez. Phone code as if to unlock your phone?
Yes.
Not like the Vivint app on your phone?
No, like physically there's a keypad in your house that if a burglar comes in, they would have to disarm. Or if they were forcing you to do it, you can put in a code that tells you it's right, but it ain't right. It lets the cops know that you put in a dummy code.
Gotcha.
So I put in my phone code at 5 o'clock in the morning. Next thing you know, the cops showed up. They're like, crazy. Yeah, we got an alarm here. Is everything okay? Yeah. What are you doing here? Well, yeah, Vivint called us because you put in the wrong code. Oh, yeah. And then they had to, like, my wife had to come to the door because they thought maybe I was holding her against her will. So she had to come and also say, yeah, everything's good here.
Wow. That is.
So it ain't a scam. Fun fact. So let's get
cool
into
story.
Picks.
That's
cool
awesome.
Story, bro.
We got four Canadians, Connors, Dillette, Hearn, and Hughes are playing. Ooh, we also have 13 former pod guests playing this week.
I like when that's you had impressive. That stat.
Yeah.
Connors, Dillette.
Is Keegan Bradley playing?
No. Connors, Dillette, Fratelli, Harrington, Hearn, Higgs, Hoagie, Homa, Hughes, Putnam, Schneider, Jan, Stallings, Van Ruyen, and Hickok's the first alternate. So I'm assuming someone will get COVID and he'll be
in 14.
Well, in Houston, absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess I'm up.
You're up. Am I second?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, I mean, no brainer.
Dustin Johnson.
First in the power rankings.
Rusty.
My guy. Maybe a little rust. I got such a big lead. Who cares?
Yep.
I'm taking him.
Fair enough.
Good point.
I am taking Mr. Bet winner, Tony Finau. Six top 15s in his last nine
Smell
starts.
Smell another bet? Maybe save it for the mid next
top 15.
Well, I'll take
Finau?
I'll take Tyrrell.
Yeah. Want Tyrrell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take Tyrrell Hatton.
That's not how I thought this was going to go. Defending champion or Victor Hovland? Which one do I want?
You want Hovland.
Do you know who the defending champion is?
Lanto Griffin.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take Victor Hovland.
Damn it.
We should have had Lanto on.
Lanto's coming on after the Masters.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we hope.
Yeah.
He is, he told me.
I'm taking Jason Day. He's not on the ranks or anything, but just been sneaky good lately.
So just going with the gut this week,
and if he withdraws, I'll take Hickok because he's going to get in.
Smart.
Very smart.
There is a good chance. So you want Hickok, but you're just taking the guy so you don't have to think about it because you know he's withdrawing. Smart. Smart.
Yeah, I'm... Jeez. I really wanted Vic. I'm going to take Doc Redman.
Yeah, he's been hot. He's kind of due to break through.
I think this is week off.
Or he peaked.
I thought about Russell Henley, and then I see he's on the power rankings.
Hmm.
Don't normally look at those.
But so is Redman, isn't he?
Yeah, right after him, fifth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, my last pick. I'm not getting tricked again. Last time I picked this guy, he sucked. Then the next week, he was good. I picked this guy this past week. He sucked.
Okay.
So he's going to be good this week. Henrik Norlander.
You're taking Norlander again.
You're taking him again.
Yeah. I'm not getting tricked again.
I want to know how many times you've picked him this year.
He's taken him so many times.
Yeah. Probably at least six times.
Yep.
Jeez.
My third pick, I'm taking Brant Snedeker.
Sneds.
Texas guy. Might sneak into
he's
the top
like
20.
Three right. years away from turning into George W. Bush.
Might be less than that now.
Yeah. All right, my third pick, I'm taking Keegan Bradley. He's playing this week.
Is he actually playing?
Yes. It is meant to be. There's no way that I can be fully embarrassed by this guy.
It was meant to be, meant to be.
I actually don't think I will ever live that down.
You shouldn't. Well, like
I'm in there with you.
Like you
I
got,
actually think
even,
you should be more embarrassed than me.
Yeah.
He even got the initials.
We got the initials.
We got everything.
Everything we needed. And...
I'll give you guys credit. Not many people think Bradley as a first name.
No.
Like they think Brad, but
I couldn't
no,
get
no, no. It's,
I couldn't
it's
get fucking
name.
Kyle out of my head after you
yes.
said that.
Yeah, I know. Kurt.
Kyle.
I kept
B.
going back to Kyle and Kurt.
I had Kevin in there too. Like Kevin Nah? What kind of a first name is Nah?
You guys.
Is Kevin Nah one a major? No.
Yeah, no, I know. Like
just but like Keegan Bradley, like that is a very easy one to get.
Yeah. All right, always wears a Red Sox hat. So I mean
yeah, that part like I was way past that as being a clue anyway.
Yeah.
The Boston part with Keegan Bradley.
Yeah.
I mean
I'm the most upset about the swing guy. Why can't I think of his name? Justin? Oh, Bartholomew or Bartlett?
Jack Bartlett.
Yeah. Why can't I get, like, that's the only thing I think of is him doing Keegan Bradley because that was his best one.
I think it was his first one.
Just.
Wasn't it?
I am so embarrassed. I'm not cutting it out.
How
of the
can
pod.
We think of Jack Bartlett that quickly but not Keegan Bradley? Like.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for us. We're going to be,
but
gonna
I mean,
be stewing
at least
on this
I didn't
for a while.
Do a terrible job of the things because I was worried the whole way over.
Yeah, you weren't too
did
bad.
A really good job. Hopefully good. The listeners enjoyed it. But yeah.
I mean, they got Keegan Bradley
instantly.
Five guesses in.
Instantly.
Yeah, I might not be back next week. I'm just saying it right now.
Yeah, all right.
We'll have to do it again so you can redeem yourself.
Yeah, we're going
to
need
the more obscure one. Yeah, but remember when I got Omar Aresti?
All right, wraps it up for us. We'll be back next week, Masters week. Masters preview next week. Stay tuned. All right, that's it for us. It's time for us to hit the clubhouse. I should laugh, but I cry because your love
has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize.